company. So the classy countdown. Here we are.
Classy countdown.
Yeah, it hasn't been very classy so far.
No.
Yeah. Keith raping my friends.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Oh yeah. I didn't get very far into that episode, but it seems
okay. Well, very quickly introductions.
Hello,
J.K. Langtree, Card 102.
I think I moved a drink out of my face here, because I'm gonna do some pointing, because this doesn't sound good. Go on.
That was the voice of Keith McNally. There's Craig,
yes.
Other Keith,
yes.
And Brad.
See, I just like to point out I can be belligerent without drinking.
Wow.
Either way, it's fine.
Yeah, well played.
Do what I say, now.
So yeah, I just heard that episode from last week.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, it was a good night.
I listened to the whole thing. Yeah.
I like any episode that's about me. So,
right.
So, I mean, I was uncomfortable for everybody involved listening to it. I wasn't even there. So
I was there and I was comfortable, but I was high as fuck.
Well, you weren't there when we recorded.
That's
true. You were gone by then.
You were long gone.
But I guess you still, yeah, I mean,
Keith was fucked.
You were still all over.
Yeah,
we just decided, we were like, we're just going to leave and let Keith deal with Alex. That'll be fine.
Yeah,
how'd that go? Did you bang,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And,
did I?
Really?
No, but
seven
I mean,
times.
Yeah, please.
Seven.
On
but
the table.
Now that's where, I mean, well, basically what happened is there was an after party with one of Craig's friends that I was going to go to, but then I guess it's good I didn't because they didn't hang around. Like, Keith and Craig and Matt went and didn't have fun, so they left instantly.
Right.
But I had, since I only met this chick one time, I brought like a little thing of vodka for the house, you know, because that's a nice thing to do. Like, okay, I'm at your party, you don't even really know me, we met one time, here you go. But since I didn't go, I ended up drinking it. Most of it.
Oh, that's what happened.
Yeah, I mean, I never would have been that drunk.
Yeah, I wonder how you got so drunk, because you didn't buy anything.
Yeah, oh, I bought like 3 double rum and cokes, but then...
Oh, wow,
added.
Jesus Christ.
So you were Keith Turbo that night.
Yeah.
Oh, he was Keith Turbo.
It was, I mean...
With me.
I did not really.
Yeah, yeah, oh, and Langtree smoked me up a couple times.
Oh,
so,
Jesus.
Yeah, and that was my week that Matt was in town. It was ridiculous. So it started...
Matt Mann drinks a lot of beer. I point that out.
He does. Sidebar. He's a good drunk, though. He's one of the few people I met who's nicer drunk. I'm not that way. But, well, on Tuesday night, we went to see Craig's short film that he helped work on, right? And that was...
I didn't help work on it. I worked on it. All two right. credits.
I think that's what I said.
Fluffer and Jizz Mopper, right?
That's correct, yeah.
How long have you been awake, though, Craig? We should mention you're fucked up, too.
I've been awake. What time is it? I've been awake for 26 hours or so now.
So that's where Craig's belligerence comes from. It's appropriate.
30. I just have no filter of what makes sense or what's appropriate. I might use words that don't fit with what I'm saying.
So that night, Scarborough Dude came out with his friend Brian and bought me a bunch of drinks, and then we saw Craig's thing, and then I had a coffee, and then Scarborough Dude smoked me up. So it was the holy trilogy of drinking, weed, and coffee that then... So that happened on Tuesday. Wednesday, I took the day off.
I think they call that a speedball or something. Like that, right?
But then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, all those days that happened. Each day. It was a ridiculous time. It was just fucking...
Wow.
Yeah, it was a ridiculous week. So Picard's birthday was...
Weekend.
It was right in the middle of that. It was the day before Guar.
Do you remember the last time we spoke about Guar?
Yeah, that was one of our early shows. Yeah, me and Craig went.
Episode 3 or 4.
Yeah, so so it was a bananas week anyway. And that was right in the middle of it. Picard had a birthday, as everyone heard last week.
So if I could critique your form...
drink less?
No.
No? Sure?
No, just continue.
I think it's been universal advice for Keith.
Well, there's that, but also, with you hitting on Alex, I don't think you were necessarily, and this is going to be probably controversial.
Oh, let's get ready.
I don't necessarily think you were totally crazy.
Does anyone
what?
Know?
You mean she was asking for it?
No.
She knows how she is.
No one does know how she is.
Okay, hold on.
Can't start
does
off
anyone
all...
know where we are? What's the address? Is it in here?
Oh,
Koreatown,
it's
Korea.
Korean Village Restaurant.
Across from 631 Bloor.
626-628 Bloor.
Oh, okay.
628 Bloor.
Okay, well, go on. You guys discuss. I'm going to text Madison.
So he had good game and he had good reason.
No. He had terrible game.
But good reason.
Yeah.
There was a cause.
But she was asking for it.
Right. There's the cause.
Well, what I'm going to say is
the thing where
was
she kept
good.
Standing up and, like, her skirt was separating from the...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Yeah.
buy that for a dollar.
And you don't even remember that.
I wasn't even there.
I just saw the pictures.
Yeah, I know. And he was like, no. And I'm like, either I or you have pictures of this.
Okay.
And
so then
finally, all right.
All right.
That's the order.
If I didn't get so drunk so fast, maybe. Probably not, but maybe. Because she gets drunk and she likes to make out with people, but
yeah,
I just pushed it way too hard.
Well, I was going to say, your boldness was where you were right.
Right. Well, yeah, like it didn't come out of...
I just listened to the show today.
It didn't come out of nowhere, yeah. I mean, you know, obviously there were some signs, but then I pulled out my fucking extra vodka and I was just like, that was the end of it.
No, it yeah, I think where you're right was the boldness, but also, I mean, her specifically, she's got options.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was saying too.
She's already had this guy. I
mean, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's what I was talking
about. It brings us all at 6 or 7.
When you were saying that you were, you know, similar to Craig physically.
Me, Craig, but Craig, we're all in the
relatively same
boat. Right.
I believe we determined that without trying, we're sixes, and if we got our shit together, we're sevens.
But this is what I'm going to say that Craig has over you guys, is he's got swagger.
Yeah, and I think I brought up, even drunken, I was like, that Craig's a nice person, and you can kind of tell that.
You did. It was on the episode.
It's not even that he's awesome. Nice. He's got fucking swagger. Right.
Fuck you.
I'm glad you said swagger, not swag, like people on the internet say.
Does
not particularly.
I'd fuck him, but...
Yeah, like, I'd bang anyone. But if I were to choose, it would be Keith. Like, I think he's the most attractive overall.
There we go. Out of Picard, and Craig,
what if
I pick not your boyfriend, you'd pick Keith?
I mean, as overall attractive, yeah.
Hold on, though.
I would pick,
it doesn't matter about your hair.
Okay.
Yeah. But you're dating Picard.
You don't seem to say
other things about John. Like,
whereas I've always preferred Joel, I've always said that,
thanks,
and
buddy.
I always will.
Cheers.
I find Joel very attractive as well.
Thanks. That's a bad
But you weren't added into the thing. Of the three, yeah, for sure.
Young or old, fat or thin, I'm a Joel man.
So, okay. Who's number one? Who's number two? Picard or Craig?
No, let's do all of the members of the countdown once all the shit's done.
No, it's fine. It's a small group where you're not...
Oh, okay, sorry.
I already won on the internet, that's fine.
Yeah, fair enough.
You better get that kimchi back over here.
I don't want any of this.
Oh, no, there's some here.
And I forgot about all the little stuff.
Holy
that you get.
Balls.
Yeah, I
eat all love
this.
Korean food.
Throwing all the garbage right now. There's pickles.
Was this Ben Chen?
Okay, yeah.
Are there chops?
All right. Jennifer, rate every Vinyl Countdown member.
Out of 10.
With a number.
We got too many plates.
Out of 1 to 10.
Oh, 1 to 10. Okay, name them, and then I'll say.
Keith McNally.
Hold on. Do we want to do overall, or do you want to do physically personality?
Overall.
Are we going to do some bullshit, though, like at the Olympics, where we're all 7 point something? 7.9, 7.8?
I'll say that... So you
really
said Keith, first, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Keith, I would give an 8.5 overall.
Wow, I got a pretty big schnoz. I don't know. I would.
No.
No, that's what the 0.5's for.
Right. That's like if I get
some chopsticks.
If I get in a headbutt battle with a man, I can bah.
Okay, Joel.
Joel, I would give an 8.
He's really let himself go. He used to be a 10.
Craig.
Craig would be 6.5.
Oh, jeez.
Craig's friend.
Other Keith would be...
Other Keith? No.
Who's Craig's friend?
Mike has always been Craig's friend.
I forgot.
You forgot that one at all? You banged him.
I'm trying to think. Okay.
His
I
condo
would give
alone.
Him...
night.
Maybe a 7.5.
Alright, I think that's all we need to go over.
So, I guess, like, the thing is... With, like, last week's episode. Definitely, I drank too much, and next time I will drink less. But...
Blasphemy!
Will you?
But, probably less.
What?
Blasphemy.
Oh, blasphemy. What the fuck are you saying?
Blasphemy! Blasphemy! And I was like...
But the thing is, see, this is where, I don't know, there's no reason to bother with feeling guilty about shit. Like, what's the point? And at the end of the night, now I have Alex's number, and we texted here and again. We're like little texting buddies, so we weren't that before, so here we are.
Yeah, you were quite insistent that she give you her
give
number.
Give me that, let's be text friends. But then, yeah.
You're like, know. You don't even want to be text friends with me, come on. Like, so, you were really pushing it.
So did your texting friend friendship start with apologies?
No, he was like, all right, you really must hate me if you don't want to give me your number, like... Putting on the big guilt trip to get her number.
No, I
text her right now, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Say, show me your pussy pie.
He's doing it, ladies and gentlemen. Right.
No, Alex had adventures of her own that night that I was keeping up with.
Oh, right. She was going to go not bang that guy.
Yeah, because...
that's what she does.
Because, yeah, I kept, it's just like, where are you at? Let's go to after hours at Kensington or Lakeview or something. And she's like, so I guess what she did is she, whatever the dude was that she kept texting who, or kept calling who wouldn't take her call, finally the guy did. And I guess he had... Whoever this guy is had adventures of his own that night that involved bar fights and
right,
anger.
Yeah. That's what she said.
And so she ended up, she waited till he fell asleep and then snuck out.
Wow.
So, like, yeah. So that was pretty great.
I wasn't even involved, but the schadenfreude I feel over that is like pretty heavy.
Right.
It's like, yeah, that's good.
But yeah, no, I guess it's one of those things where I don't think she's holds any particular ill will toward me, but even if she does, she'll get over it.
No, yeah, she's the kind of person that like... She knows what happened. She'll say she didn't, and she'll like have it in the back of her head. But
right, well,
she's not gonna like martyr or like crucify you for it.
Yeah, and I mean it's all for the greater good because there's no reason for me to be hooking up with Alex. She doesn't need that in her life. There's no reason. It's better.
Imagine
off
if you
doesn't.
Knocked her up.
Oh man.
Oh, that'd be perfect. Oh, she's
God.
On the pill though.
Trophy wife.
Knocked up Alex.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
I remember one thing you said to her. You sincerely said to her that she was a good person and that doesn't fucking matter.
It was awful.
Yeah. So she'll forgive you. Right. So it does matter, I guess. She could be a bitch and just...
But that's the other thing. Is, I think she probably does have, though, fairly blurry memories that night, because she was
drunk, too.
I might have missed something here. What does she need to forgive you for?
I was touching her. That's it. But now, that's the thing. I only...
Groping.
I only remember two things, and I'm not saying there could be more, because there's a lot of shit I don't remember. But she was, like, grinding on Langtree in front of me, mm-hmm. and I totally touched her butt. I definitely did that.
Yep, yep.
And then at one Welcome point... Pod, buddy. And at that point, I don't know, I was like... I feel like that was all right.
Yeah.
I'm wrong, but I still feel that way.
Yeah, the only thing I didn't like about it is that it was not distinguishable that it was you that did it, as opposed
yeah,
to
Brad
me.
Yeah, was right.
Right? That was my only...
Number six? Oh, thank you.
And, I just remember I put my arm around her waist, and I was like, come on, hang out with me. And that's all I remember. I don't know. It wasn't that
well,
bad.
You had a really creepy look on your face.
I bet I did.
I bet I did. Like, as soon as Matt and Craig and...
Keith.
Thank you.
The name of the other one.
I wasn't trying to remember your name. I was actually trying
Craig's
to remember
other
person.
Friend.
But anyway, yeah, as soon as, you know, Craig and Keith and Matt left, yeah, the look just got really creepy on his face.
Oh, yeah, really? Yeah. That's when he started pounding it back.
Like I was saying, when we left, it was like, they're like having a good conversation. Everything looks fine. We're going to leave.
You got super gross.
But I think that was, though, about the same time that I recorded a little thing in the bathroom with Picard where I was like, I gotta back off. Like, what am I doing?
Yeah,
so, like,
awesome.
I got my shit together pretty relatively quickly. Mm-hmm. But my favorite part of that episode was when I don't even remember what point I was trying to make, but I'm just like, well, because I was just like throwing weird questions at Alex. Tell me what if we weren't friends because I'm a rapist? I don't know why I said that, but it was so funny.
Yeah, that was a good part.
That was my favorite
part. That was the point where I went from your side to her side, actually.
But see, I feel like a true rapist wouldn't make jokes like that.
No.
No, dude, the best way to show that you're not, really.
Right. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
My favorite point of that episode was when she said, I'm not banging you, Keith. And you're like, nobody is.
Yeah, that was good to hear.
Yeah, and Langtree's like, I don't know, there's something about you that she just finds extremely repellent.
And then we were talking about you while you weren't there.
Yeah, but
and she's like, don't put that in, stop recording this. It's like, well, he's going to hear it now anyways.
I mean, it's like,
you've said everything.
I can't use the infamous intimidate and then back off technique that a lot of guys can. But backing off is like a very important component of that technique.
Is that an actual technique?
Yeah.
You scare them.
The coach has learned.
Like, and then you half rape them, and then you're like, whoa, I don't want this cunt.
Yeah, no,
get out of here. And then they give you their cunt.
I've seen it so many times, it burns me inside.
You get almost there, and you're like, I just want to talk, baby. It's just like,
did the guy who was going to fight you do this? Intimidate and bang.
There's a guy who's gonna fight.
There's a guy who's gonna fight.
Who are you gonna fight?
You remember?
Brad.
17 degrees, slightly cloudy. Everyone remembers that story.
Yeah,
the details that make it tough.
Wait, so that technique, it works in like the, you know, the preliminary sort of talking to a chick stage as well. I've always used it like sort of as like a sex technique.
Do what you want.
Yeah, like you sort of touch her a little bit and you're like, whoa, 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 I think we should take it easy tonight after you get her all riled up. You know, I just met you kind of thing. And she's like, fuck, and then she freaks out.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's you know, it's at different stages, right?
But like, it's the same technique.
Well, yeah, it's like you go in and it's like...
It's teasing.
Like,
it's the human, human need for drama.
Well, it's improv. You shake her up and then recalibrate closer to your wavelength.
You know, yeah.
Anyway, I now feel really creepy.
But no, like I said, no, you're shaking women,
more,
Brad.
Yeah, see, now what's worse? Cold, sober calculation like this, or just good old fashioned 1950s drunk dad groping?
Jennifer's that is worse. Drunk dad groping. Wait, what? Hands down. No, it's better.
Oh,
it's
better?
Better.
Okay. I'd like to say I'm
Why
on board
is all
for both.
You groping dad groping?
I'm totally on
Have
board
you seen
for
his dad.
Yeah, he's pretty groped for both. And thank God I wasn't born a lady.
Jennifer claims I do the technique that Brad just said. I shake them up and then recalibrate them.
I think a lot of people do that. Yeah. It's like it's almost like a bully tactic. It's just like,
you better be careful or this is gonna happen. So, and then I get like worried. Okay, what do you want? And then it's like, okay, now.
No, I think that's just because you are. I mean, it's a whole other
level,
way.
But it's like the abusive relationship thing. Like,
it's
like,
the same exact,
same thing.
Wow.
It's just
I did mention that I can't really make very good use of this technique, right?
Right. Yeah. No, I think anytime you have to do math when you're picking up chicks, it's an issue.
See, you know? Craig and I never should have left.
But Brad is always doing math.
Yeah. Right.
He's a robot.
I am always doing math.
Why don't we touch on what happened after we left?
Real quick, though? I was going to say, it was weird because I know, Craig has a little history with Alex, and I was like, it's kind of weird that I'm, like, hitting on this chick that Craig totally likes while he's just sitting there. But Craig was so high, he couldn't speak. He literally couldn't speak.
Yeah.
I kept trying to bring him into the conversation and he'd just go like, yeah.
I don't remember trying that.
Because I just felt like weird. I didn't want to box people out. I'm like, let's all just hang out and talk or whatever. And
I was fine with being boxed out. I had
how high did we? Oh, it was the cookies.
We should have only had half a cookie.
No.
The only reason I had my full cookie is because you finished your whole cookie and you were like, Craig, can I have the other half of your cookie? And I was like, no way.
Just so put it all in your mouth. Yeah. Okay, so basically what happened, Craig and I have both been sort of out of work and like poor. So we haven't had a regular pot. And although we're both daily potheads, it kind of, you know, we lost our touch.
Mm-hmm.
And so Sarah comes by with her usual six different kinds of pot. And she's like, pick your battle. And she gives us these cookies. And so the three of us...
Matt was smart. He only did eat half of it.
He did eat half, yeah. But he was still fucked because he doesn't smoke as much as us.
Yeah, that's true.
So when we got to the bar, like, we just couldn't be there. It was fun. But once it started to be competition for booths and, like, more people started to show up, it was like, whoa, we got to go outside.
Yeah.
We get to this other party, though.
Yeah, Picard's popular as hell, might I add. Fucking a lot of people showed up.
Matt just goes for a walk. Craig and I end up going to this party.
Well, no, let me back up a sec. Matt didn't go for a walk. He came to the party with us.
Let's talk about this for
truth. Whoa. We walked in to my friend's party. It was just around the corner from Picard's party. We walk in. I'm like, oh, hey, like these, you know, Keith, and this is our friend Matt.
Which slut friend of this is yours?
The flight attendant.
Okay. Yo!
Hey!
How's it going?
Hey. Nice to see you again, sir. How you been? Not bad. Yeah.
So
far. So we got our little recorder going, but, you know, mess of shit. Yeah,
I'm
so just,
cool.
You know.
It's Madison. This is her first appearance on our show.
Oh, shit, yeah.
She'll be on the guest's
regular
page
now. Listener.
What's up?
Yeah. So where were we? So,
I introduced, she's met other Keith before, but she hadn't met, so I introduced, and Matt shakes her hand. She walks back to the kitchen, and Matt just walks out there. He's like, all right, I'm getting my shoes back on. I'm leaving. This is not my scene. Keith and I tried to be.
Well, he told me after.
Oh my God.
He said, like, the vibe of the party was everyone was real drunk, loud, you know, and they were all high. So,
yeah. But it was not just that. They seemed like kind of full of themselves and sweatery.
Wow, and that's Keith saying that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. We were too high to be there.
Miles or Dave's.
I had to. That was too funny.
We felt really out of place.
Yeah. Totally.
It's okay.
You gotta experience new cultures, Picard. How do you feel about, what is this, bibimbap?
I think it's terrible. There's like a raw egg in my food.
So you're not feeling this? Oh yeah, no, there is an egg, and but this is a super hot bowl, and it'll like cook. That's how it works. Pretend you're in the mountains of Korea in a stone pot. Like, that's what this is all about.
I would never go to Korea. That sounds stupid.
Well, good luck.
Good luck. I'm not going.
No, I mean, good luck eating.
I wanted rice. And I got pressured into whatever the fuck this is. Sprouts and shit. So yeah, I mean, it did feel very like uptight. Like, I'm not going to disagree with that. But also, yeah, everyone was hammered and we were stoned as fuck. But we did the honorable thing and tried to hang out at the party.
Yeah.
Didn't last very long. You walked in the back. You walked through that whole crowd of people. I did not. I just stayed
for a friend. I couldn't find one.
Yep. And so you came to the front and you were like, let's go for a smoke. And I was like, sure. And as soon as I walked out the front door, you're like, let's just get the fuck out of here. This is the easiest way.
Unfortunately.
Which I agreed with you. Yeah. So we started walking. I guess we went to the bank and then we were about to get on the subway.
When luckily, I remembered I had forgotten my bag. And we need to go back in. But the door, which was open the whole time, was actually locked now. And so Craig and I were thinking, okay, we have to call her. We have to knock on the door and make our presence known again to get back in and get the bag. And then we have to stay for at least another 20 minutes.
So it doesn't look weird.
It was so weird. But then luckily this chick, what was her name? She was an angel. This chick, she showed up. Rebecca, we'll call her.
Miranda.
Miranda showed up. And she said, let's go through the back. I don't want to deal with this shit.
And so, again, with this, it was my idea. She's a hot chick, so I understand you want to give her credit for things, but it was my idea.
Miranda came up with everything. She was an angel.
I've got good news.
Yeah.
Your sitcom, the three of you?
Yeah.
It's been green light.
Sweet.
I was thinking it's so good I didn't go with you guys, because I was in party time mode, and you guys would have all left, and I'd be like, well, here I am, party full of people I don't know. Woo!
Oh, Joel, could you pass me some napkins?
So since we're all eating and this is turning ridiculous, let's take a short break. Intermission. Nope. Bam, 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 bam.
Come on out, come on out. Where'd you go, where'd you go? I don't mean to play here. Figure out, figure out.
Yeah, although it seems like the busyness slowed down here.
So yeah, not at this table. We're all quite busy here.
But I mean, yeah, I don't think we need to worry about getting kicked out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're back from break.
How's everyone been on the break? I got kind of high. Thank you, Langtree. You know how she sold me? She's like, your stew that you got will be way more delicious. And I was like, that's a two for one.
Is so, it true?
Yeah, totally. It's delicious. Wow.
Well, it's okay if you just get a little high.
Right.
And then eat.
That's the voice of Jason, by the way.
I'm Jason. Nice to meet you, listeners or viewers.
Oh, you know what? When Craig randomly tries to remember what maritime province people are from, you'll actually be right with Jason. He always says, I'm not from
Newfoundland.
You know, every time Craig thinks I'm from Nova Scotia, it's so depressing.
It's PEI, right?
That doesn't even start with that.
I get Newfoundland literally every time. I'm from the East Coast. They're like, oh, Newfoundland. What's it like out there?
It's
nice.
The actual edge.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but let's be honest. You'd rather be from Nova Scotia.
How much more care can you use in pronouncing literally?
Literally.
A lot. Literally. Literally. Literally.
That sounds, that sounds very British.
I also pronounce it fomly.
That's not it. But that's not even... East Coast anything. That's just...
It's just like a problem.
Yeah, it's a problem.
I've been practicing now. I say family now. Yeah. Just to sound like the rest of the Canadians.
Let's drink our soda pops.
So just to dial it back a bit, we briefly talked about meeting some Keith and the Girl fans, Sex and Diamonds, and Adam.
Oh,
yeah. Adamus. We didn't talk about that on air.
Because
we were shitting on them hardcore.
Okay, if you say so. I don't know.
But it was like two new Keith and the Girl people we'd never met, and then basically the same old gang.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So
a big gang, the big version of the gang.
I was there briefly.
Not like our minor
actually.
Person
apparently, I was there right that night, but I do not remember the ending of it. Can you guys please tell me what the fuck happened?
What did Joel do?
You made
Joel
it.
Went, well, we went into that one pizza place. Joel said
you creeped
something.
Out. You creeped out Sex and Diamonds somehow.
Yeah,
got
she was like, awesome. She's really? Like, she starts walking outside, and she's like, "Oh, everything's so awkward now." And we were like,
"You said
what
something
even
to a pizza
happened?
Guy?
Yeah, really
what?
Yeah, you said something to a pizza guy.
Oh,
yeah.
Mr. High and Mighty, who's a weird pervert now?
Yeah. No,
it's fine. I didn't do it on mic though.
She was like, "Oh, it's so weird." Then we all had to leave and
find
another
place
to go.
To eat.
Only Eric got something to eat.
Yeah.
What?
Nobody else ate at all.
Yeah,
so
and then
we
you went home.
To a couple places, and everybody dispersed. Adamus and Sex and Diamonds went off to do whatever. We
went
waited.
Home.
Well, we waited while Eric ate.
Yeah, because everyone left
thing.
Us.
And who else was there?
That's it.
No, well, I don't know. No, one more person was there. Were they not?
Joel.
Oh yeah, Joel.
Mike. When did Mike?
Oh, Mike was there too. Mike came in with us.
Yeah, yeah. What's Sex and Diamonds?
She's
a lady.
She's
I'll
a lady.
I'll show you tits later.
She's a lazy.
A lady. Lazy.
You
a lazy
wanted to
color. I wanted to say lesbian,
yeah.
But I just merged
so
it.
So Sex and Diamonds is actually a person.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
That's her forum name on the Keeping the Girl forums.
Okay.
She's the second
that New York podcast.
Yeah. I remember liking her.
You can see her boobs on the internet.
I thought she was like a cool person. So. It doesn't surprise me that I creeped her out. All I know is that the next morning I went to find my phone in my pocket and there was an empty pepper shaker.
You stole the pepper shaker.
You
I did?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I remember.
I was like, take the pepper shaker, John.
Where was
and he's
that
like,
from?
Yep, all right.
The
last place you're at.
Oh, the place where you guys
okay,
were
so
at.
How many places did we go into?
Two.
How many pepper shakers do you have?
Oh. Why do we have to leave the first one?
Because
you
creeped
out
diamonds. And it wasn't to her. I don't know. We went inside, everybody, and then Joel said something. Nobody heard what you said, but Sex and Diamonds. And she was like, oh my God, this is so awkward now. And then she goes outside. So we all went outside and we were like, okay, so we're not getting pizza? Like, and then we kept walking down the street again, and she kept going on like, oh, everything's so awkward. This makes everything awkward. Like,
what the fuck did I say?
I don't know.
No, it wasn't even anything.
No, what did he say?
No, I know, but I
think.
I'm sure you didn't say anything because she just thought the whole night was awkward, even when we were at the Central store.
Yeah, like, I have a memory of being really unable to walk, and then...
He woke up with a shaker in his pocket.
Yeah, I think I was still wearing my jacket when I woke up, too.
Nice.
Like, there's a random pepper shaker in your jacket.
Yeah.
You know that's a good night.
Yeah, all right. You were definitely...
Yeah, we were like, I think I said, like,
well,
you think he's going to make it home?
Yeah,
hey, drink a
like,
buddy,
okay,
high five.
Off, he like, left on his own.
Oh, didn't you get in a cab? He was
okay,
so fucked
no.
up.
Soy sauce?
I have fuzzy memories of a Subway.
Really?
Because I remember not being able to...
I think that's why he left before us, to catch it. Yeah. Because you're like, you can still get home or whatever.
But I don't know what the fuck I said, so that's...
No, I don't think there was anything actually said.
Whatever, weirdo.
It was... He's making it sound like he did something to her. It was... You went in and said something, like, about the place or whatever.
Oh, about the
pizza
place?
I need more
place?
Drinks.
Yeah, and that... Yeah, definitely.
Oh, my God.
And
did
then,
you put the pepper shaker
and
inside
And then she just
her,
felt like everything
And then you wanted to keep it as a trophy?
I don't know.
No, that was...
No, I told him to take it.
That was another place.
Yeah, that was...
So that's how I got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you did it, and I was surprised. And I was like, all right, I'll let this happen.
Well, thank you.
So. That was a really good story, you guys.
Yeah.
How about you regale us with this tale? Tell us how you met this fair lass over here,
as
they say in Nova Scotia.
They don't say that there. They don't say anything like that there.
Be nice.
You're a fair lass, to be fair.
Thank you.
Well, we worked together, and then yada, 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 we're together now. So there's this whole
middle
ground.
Wow.
Can
I write the novelization of that?
Yes, absolutely.
There is, of course,
you might
a lot
have
more
to paraphrase
drama than that, but...
Because that was pretty long-winded.
Yeah.
I know.
You should know, Jason, that every time Madison ever brought up moving to the Maritimes, every time I tried to discourage her as much as I could, so I stood in the way of your love. I'm sorry,
you
bastard.
I also point out that you guys talked a lot of shit about us in the past on this podcast, on this very podcast.
We talk a lot of shit about a lot of people.
That's true. I didn't take it personally.
And I searched through episodes trying to find it, but I couldn't. I just got delighted with your rapport with one another.
That's what we hope to do. You know, we talk shit, and then as people are looking for that shit, we win them over.
Padded with amusing anecdotes and witty banter.
Yeah.
And general nonsense.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, fine. Yeah, we're actually very nice till it's far too late.
Yeah. So, like, the last 20 minutes of every podcast, you just, like, you put it all on the table and just start bad-mouthing whatever you can.
No, bigger picture than that. We're going to be great friends for, like, 2 years, and then we're going to kill you.
Oh. Sweet. I think we're going to get along just fine.
I'm sorry. Andy, you.
Oh, no, you took it to the next level. So, yeah, we worked together, and Jason had a girlfriend.
I was seeing somebody and living with her.
Whoa. Homewrecker.
It was pretty scandalous.
It was pretty scandalous.
Yes, it was.
No, nobody can get in the way of my love for Jenny.
Wait, it was really Jenny?
No. No, I was
disgruntled.
You guys as well?
No, I lived
with Jenny.
Who the
fuck is Jenny?
My dear best friend. I lived with her in Halifax. And I worked with Jason, and we became friends.
I was an angry morning opener employee type who
he had to get up early, and he was always late, and he was always grumpy as fuck.
But at home...
Were you third key holder, or like first key holder?
I was first key holder.
Attaboy.
So I had to be there first thing to let her in. But we became friends.
Because I'm not a homewrecker, and
we would go on our breaks together because we basically just ran the restaurant ourselves. See, inversely, I was having real problems with my ex in that she sucked. And not in the good ways. And
you describe it as you're stuck. I was stuck.
I got stuck. I was on and off with her for like 5 years. I had lived with her for about a year, and it was just... She wasn't cool with me just hanging out with friends. She automatically went to the assumption that I was cheating. Like, just if I wanted to stay after work and have a beer, she's like, oh, well, you're cheating. It's like, well, you don't have any foundation for that theory. Like, I'm not home, therefore I'm cheating. That doesn't make any sense.
Probably made her life when she found out about the one night
you
were actually...
So she was pushing me away. I got to know Madison really well. And just this, I remember this one day where I was just like, oh, fuck, I like her. What do I do? What am I supposed to do now? And then this was right around when our staff party came up. So, as a lot of people do at staff parties, they have the random makeout. But that random makeout was me and Madison. And then we had to work together, and it was less awkward than I thought it would be.
Nice.
So, basically, things just blossomed from there. And fast forward about a month, me and the ex are broken up. And I'm living with Madison.
Living with?
Yep.
Wow. I think we moved in after about a month.
Yep.
Did the ex know that you guys made out?
She found out because me and Madison had it in our
heads. We had it in our heads so we could be friends.
We could just be friends. So we were like, let's go try to be friends after making out at a bar. We drank every beer that they had available.
Very drunk.
We were entirely too drunk to be trying to just be friends about it. And then...
She found out where we were.
She found out where we were.
Because Halifax is small.
It's small, but she also went onto my Facebook. Because I don't password protect my computer, I don't feel the need for it. Because, if you don't trust me, well, you don't trust me. So she goes onto Facebook, finds my conversation with Madison about where we're going to meet up, comes in. I still remember it. Every moment of it to this day.
We were literally sitting across from each other, like further than we are now, just talking. I mean, nothing is going on. We're just talking. Yeah. It's about, listeners, it's about 3 feet across from each other. It was more than 3 feet away.
And I just see this girl come across my peripheral vision and into my vision. And she sees me and Madison sitting there having beers and having pleasant conversation.
And she says, "You're a cheater," pointing at Jason, "and you're a slut," pointing at me. And she takes what's left of my picture, about, I would say, 3 inches
of
me.
Yeah, it was about half.
She takes it, and she pours it on my head, as if we are all in a romantic comedy. I got half a pitcher of beer.
Bravo to her.
That's true, she gets stop.
It was pretty badass. Cool. No, no, not Jason,
no.
Because I'm in the wrong.
She wants to get back with him.
Yeah, and this is how you do it.
You're a vile temptress.
Exactly.
No one's going to want to be with some chick soaked in beer.
That's not anyone's dream at all.
That's actually what drew them together. Yep. Oh my gosh, it tastes like beer.
Yeah. So naturally, I'm just stunned. Nothing like this has ever happened to me before, because I'm a good person, I like to think.
Because you were in Ontario
I was a good person, yeah. So we got up. Thankfully, we'd already paid. We were just finishing up, and we both go outside. We're getting yelled at on Spring Garden Road, just getting screamed at.
Old Spring Garden.
Yeah. So we're getting screamed at, and I think it would be better to say to her that the night of the staff party where she found out we made out, to say, he was on ecstasy, as if this was going to somehow make things better. But right. little do I know, she has a real problem with him doing ecstasy.
And meanwhile, I'm also like, I have been wanting to be with you for a while. So she's saying this to her,
and
I'm
saying,
we have a connection. I haven't been happy in a long time. So really, it's just spiraled out of control. I didn't sleep in my bed that night. I went to a friend's house. Luckily, I was able to stay there. I ended up sleeping on their couch for a month. I got an apartment. Lived there for a month, so it was about two months actually. But then I moved in with her, and
the rest is history.
Here's the question about your ex: you said you were with her for about 5 years, and lived with her for about a year.
From
how you describe her, I gotta ask: were you already kind of done with her by the time you moved in?
I moved in, yeah, because I moved in to get away from a roommate that I had.
Okay.
Because he was worse than she was, lesser of two evils.
You're cheating on him too?
I just wanted.
It's like a Russian nesting doll. He pours a beer on that chick. <Yeah. laughs>
But at the time, see, my ex, it was. Things were kind of good for a while. Like, I mean, it seemed.
You tried to fix it by moving in together.
Yeah, that too. It seemed like the natural thing to do. I was so far away from even meeting Madison that, like, in that time in my life, in that world, it seemed like moving in would have been the perfect solution, the final solution to a couple things. And it turns out it wasn't a very good solution. Because then I was stuck living with somebody, really. Because my theory is that if I hadn't moved in with her, I would have been able to break up with her long before that.
No.
God thinks you're onto something.
That was rad.
Surprisingly.
So
enough.
I mean, judge me all you want, but I'm happy now. My life is a million times better. I live in one of the greatest cities in Canada,
where
if not
live?
The world.
Newfoundland.
Vaughan, Ontario.
Yeah.
That's one thing I was always curious about. Like the moving out to the T-Dot. It's a pretty big move, man.
Pretty big move after 7 months of being together.
Yeah, I remember when you guys first moved here and you were posting pictures of the CN Tower and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Hey, I still post pictures of the CN Tower.
I did that when I got here and I kept seeing stuff that was in Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm in it. Like,
yeah.
Whoa. Like,
totally. This whole corner over here, man.
That's
yeah,
how right. I sold them on where we live. I'm like, we're so close to everything Scott Pilgrim and we live right next to Casa Loma.
Even though no one else was there, it made me so happy when I accidentally stumbled across those steps and I'm like, these rails are garbage.
Yeah.
There's no way you can support it all the way down.
I'm actually getting over Toronto. Well, specifically Parkdale.
Oh, right. That's understandable. Yeah. Right.
So the other morning, I'm going to McDonald's to get coffee.
Oh, yeah, and we should mention Joel right now till he moves. He lives around the corner from where me and Picard saw the two bums blowing each other in the fucking ATM.
That's
so
awesome.
I live in like a fucking cartoon crack.
The PJs.
But
it's good for raising kids, though. Nice.
So, I get my coffee and I light up a cigarette and I'm waiting for the streetcar and I'm listening to a podcast and suddenly I just feel this like presence behind me and I turn around and there's this dude and I kind of just like just kind of freak out and I take out an earbud and he goes, "I'm sorry. Did I scare you?"
Oh,
and
it was the final count.
It was the final count. No, it was...
You've been infringing on his trademark, buddy. He's coming to get you.
It was this, like Russian mob-looking dude. Just kind of like fucking wearing a tracksuit in, like, the middle of, like, frozen November. And he goes, "I'm sorry I scared you. Can you give me a lady cigarette?" Because I smoke these like little
Virginia
cigarettes.
Yeah.
And I'm like thinking to myself, I'm like, not if you're going to emasculate me like this.
So excuse me, pussy face.
Yeah.
But then if you don't give
excuse
him a cigarette,
me.
You're a bigger pussy.
Little girl, can you please give me lady cigarette? And I look at him, I'm like, not if you're going to call him that, fuckface.
You did not say that.
I did say that.
Joel's really? Been pretty stressed
yeah,
lately. He's
I've been pretty stressed.
That's how you got your first gun wound.
But I said, but I did say it with a smile. And because, like, I'm just...
That's even creepier. Like,
well, I say it with a smile because I'm like, not if you're going to say it like that, fuckface. You know, like, let's all be buddies here.
Each other.
And I don't realize that he'll probably kill me, like, until, like, 10 seconds later. But he goes... fuck you.
Uh-oh.
And he turns around and then he like wanders off and I'm like, and then
but he's in your neighborhood now, you'll see him again.
But that's the thing, is he's hanging around the Hasty Market, don't be creepy, just staring at me back, like he's
oh, you're dead.
Oh, that's what I think.
Yeah,
so
you have a hit on you.
I'm listening. Gonna die. Yeah, unless he's a listener.
How much do you think he's paying for this hit on you? Because I'll do it.
Is that the night that you texted me? I love you.
I need money more than that.
It was.
You thought
yes.
You were gonna be gone.
Yeah,
after that?
Yeah, yeah.
I appreciated it. I don't know why you didn't text everyone else, but I guess we know how. What I'm saying.
Okay, way to make it awkward. Thanks. Yeah, my last week on Earth. You're gonna make it weird. So then there's that, and then yesterday my car gets broken into, or rather...
you mean someone gently opens your door.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so...
Backpedal.
So this is what actually happened, is because Jen's got the two kids, she quite frequently leaves a bunch of shit in the car for me to take up on my way home, and...
Amazing.
Thank you. No, yeah. I'm working hard enough that day. Sure. But anyway.
And didn't you guys move because you didn't want to walk up flights of stairs?
I know.
But now you have more stairs?
Problems.
Not more.
No.
At the same amount?
No. Less.
It's like two flights less?
No, we have one flight.
Yeah. Have you already gone four. Over the latest in your saga with your landlord?
That was a couple of
months. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I heard that part, but has anything happened since?
No.
Well, they're moving December 27th.
Yeah, that all worked out.
Okay.
There's not going to be a third part of that tale, I'm afraid. But
what about when you piss in her walls?
That's awesome.
We'll see how that goes.
Or like shaking in the ceiling.
Yeah,
oh, I like that.
Or buying some rats and just letting them loose.
I also like that. Anyway, Jen left a bunch of stuff for me to get from the car, and I procrastinated, and I did it kind of before bedtime, and I was like super tired. So I did two of the three things she got. The third thing was like, please, can you bring the backpack from the car? And I left it in the car. And in the backpack, she had a container of chicken noodle soup, homemade soup.
Oh.
And
that's what got stolen.
The
next morning, everything is strewn all over our fucking car. And the chicken noodle soup has been spilled all over both seats.
Not the soup!
The soup!
Not the
that
soup.
Was the most valuable thing in the car.
Well, I think it's the
nah,
best.
No. Actually,
seats,
Jen's iPhone was the most valuable thing in the car.
Did you use Find My iPhone?
Yeah, but my wife has been, let's say, a Luddite for the past little while, so she never switched it on.
That's
so,
why you're supposed to manage your woman's cell phone.
I've learned this lesson, and this is what I'm
right,
doing
Jennifer?
From now on. Any hoot. Yeah, so no, her phone's gone, so...
Like an owl.
Yeah, and it's also because I forgot to lock the car.
Making light of this horrible story.
I know,
it's his wife's fault.
No,
put
it's
your
my
phone
fault.
In your
just said
no.
It's
no.
Angel's fault.
Put your phone in your goddamn pocket.
Yeah,
don't put it in a backpack.
How are you going to leave your phone in the car until your husband gets
there's,
it?
Yeah, there is a point. Her wallet was also in the backpack, and nothing was stolen from the wallet.
Wow.
That
phone was worth more, obviously.
But, which also makes
it's
me think...
It's Joel. They don't have anything in their wallets.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a good
iPhone
point.
Was worth more.
But there were credit cards and shit, but crackheads can't use credit cards. They don't know how.
Man, that and people ask them for a second piece of ID when they walk into a store.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
This still baffles me to this day, is back in the 80s, my grandmother, who was like 100 years old, and at the time was still 90-something or whatever, she... her place got broken into, and they stole all her.
She started doing crack.
They stole all her photo albums. Like,
what?
Why?
Wow, we're gonna steal these
to deprive you of the memories.
Yeah. You don't get the memories.
That's just the cruelest robber ever.
I know, right? Because we're trying
more like supervillain status.
That's a good idea.
Psychological
warfare. So, want some capers.
At the risk, at the risk of offending you, Keith, because I know your brother's situation, but I really don't think we need crackheads or junkies. Can we do something?
I don't think
about
we need retards either.
Can we round up the retards and the junkies together?
Yeah. And the crackheads.
You're fine with that? Okay.
And all the crack. We'll round up all the crack. We'll do all the crack. Become crackheads ourselves. Wait.
And then being more of the crackheads.
Having more problems?
I think you might be.
Better yet. Yeah. Rope them off, right? Keep it controlled. But keep breeding
them. Yeah, rope's going to contain a crackhead.
No, but you keep breeding them. Crackhead retard to retard crackhead
okay.
to crackhead. And over generations, just see how much damage you can do.
Or maybe
better idea.
Evolve
biosphere.
And genetically
human
become...
Human cattle.
Yeah.
And then
are
we
you
eat
suggesting
them.
We eat crap?
You
oh, God,
are
you
so are, obsessed right. with cannibalism tonight.
It's
not just the
night. I was going to say make a sweet amusement park with crack tarts.
Right.
Crack tarts.
That would also... crack tarts.
Oh,
that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Crack tarts.
That is amazing.
Poking with a stick.
Oh, Michael.
Oh, it's Michael.
We.
Only you can pull that off. Lee.
That's not... Is that, oh, this bitch. Like.
She's got,
fuck this.
Holy shit. Give her a beer.
We can say words. We're almost done anyway, I think.
Yeah, bitch cake, grab a slice.
Yeah. Oh! Oh!
You forgot you have to try, you have to try, you have to try. You forgot that glorious feeling that you get when you get the truth. So tell that girl you don't love her, and if you do, tell her two times, 'cause you're more likely to get caught with the girl.
Okay, so we came up with a brilliant idea, which this is our $1 million idea, right? What are we doing?
Well, it's really hard to pin it down. It's not just a record. It's not just a concept.
It's an experience.
An installation.
Right.
A living installation.
And it's a character piece. And well, let's just spell it. It's called Franz
and the Jew.
Yes, where I am, I'm gonna. I have to learn how to do a German accent first. But
let's not start that now.
No,
no. I'm thinking to myself, I can't even.
Nine.
McLean.
So
let's start this again.
Welcome to the party. I am Franz,
and I am the Jew.
And we are here to entertain you, to put our differences aside, and have a party.
Oy vey.
Franz and the Jew. Look for it.
Franz and the Jew. Okay, it sounds terrible. Really, the main concept here is a photograph on an album cover with Joel and I both in lederhosen.
With yarmulkes.
Both wearing yarmulkes.
Yeah.
Shoulder to shoulder, arms crossed. Franz und the Jew.
Frauds and the Jew.
And I wanna get it printed and put onto some cardboard, put like an old record in it, seal it up, and then just drop it, plant it in Sonic Boom.
Yeah.
So somebody digging around for strange obscure records will come across Franz und the Jew. And
I think it's genius.
Yeah, and it's you and I.
Wow.
I like it.
Wow.
We actually didn't even come up with that until right now.
Can we? I also think we both need Star of David armbands. On one side, and Nazi armbands on the other side. No? Too much?
Too much. Too much. We don't want to go Nazi, we want to go German.
Oh, okay.
We want to go pre-Nazi German. not Hamburg Beatles, Black Dark Underground.
So we're going
not
like
Astrid.
Oktoberfest.
We're going to Oktoberfest Munich, German.
Okay.
Yeah, Bavarian German, because it's just as big of a stereotype as Nazi German.
Right.
But it's you know, less hardcore. It doesn't piss off.
Why don't you go Hasidic with the Jews?
Yeah, see that's too far.
No, it's not.
You want to go Hasidic?
Too far would be concentration camp numbers on the wrist Jews, bald head.
Right.
Shaved head Jew with you as a Nazi soldier, you know, Franz and the Jew.
Not funny.
It takes on a whole new meaning.
Yeah.
But to have a Hasidic Jew and a Lederhosen clad Munich Bavarian Oktoberfest German.
Like yeah.
Franz and the Jew. It sounds like it's gonna be this like early Smurfs kind of record.
So
the Holocaust is only implied.
No, the copyright needs to be 1938. So
it's really subtle. That's okay.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Copyright 1938.
Yeah, Franz and the Jew.
Everything is great.
This is my friend, Franz.
This is my friend, the Jordan.
Oh, you.
I'm just kibitzing you.
This is gonna be no. See, the best part about this is we don't have to use voices. We don't have to do that terrible routine ever again.
Right.
It's just a photograph.
I like it.
No record, because we're not gonna press a record.
Nah.
How much money would it cost to press one record? Like $300.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
How much is Lederhosen though?
Yeah. Oh, that'll be, you know, we'll rent it.
Okay.
We'll rent it. I got a guy.
Oh, you got a guy?
I got a guy.
Oh, of course you do, you fucking Jew.
Whoa, hey. All right. Franz und der Jew. I keep saying und der Jew, but I don't know. Is that German?
Und is and, yeah.
I don't know much about German, but I know Und is, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, actually, what's Jew in German?
Juden. Yeah.
All right, so like it would be Franz und Juden?
Franz und der Juden.
Franz und der Juden.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Franz und der Juden.
Incidentally, do you know the German title for Faster Pussycat Kill Kill?
No.
It is, I believe, Die Satan Schwiber von Titifield.
Nice.
Die Satan Schwiber von Titifield.
So
the
Die
of Satan.
No. The
Satan Schwiber.
Satanists of tits? The Satanists of tits? Pretty much?
Yeah, essentially. Von Titifield. Titty field though? Is that just a field of titties?
Maybe titty field is
Madison, do you speak German? What's titty field?
When they become your follower, they're the same
level as
you are.
No. Good answer. field, like what is Sprungfeld? You know, like Feld.
Well, Feld is like, you know, it means field. Yeah, like, I mean, it would mean
field. A bunch of titties? Maybe.
Well, it's like someone's name.
The Satanist of tits.
All right, hold on. You can stop the recording.
Okay.
Now I'm looking things up on the internet.
All right. Fuck, how do I stop this thing?
Did you hit the red button?
Red button. Keyhole. Nope. I don't know. No, apparently we're still recording. Only McNally knows the secrets of this box.
Well, it has been burned several times.
And dropped in a toilet.
FinalCountdown.ca